Well, for me, the reaction I get when when I say I'm from Sweden, they're like, no, you're not. You're not blonde. Because everybody thinks that we're, and most are, they're all tall, skinny, and blonde. And I'm not. So that's the biggest reaction. People are like, they're like shocked. They can't get their head around the fact that I'm not blonde. And that I'm not a natural blonde either. Like, they're like, what? But your natural hair color is not blonde? Well, what? Like, no, my sister is. I'm not. And we do have a good reputation, I would say. People mostly only have good things to say about Swedes. They're either they've been visiting, they're like, oh my God, it was such a beautiful country and I had such a great time there. Or they say, I've always wanted to go. I'm like, why would you? It's miserable. But go in the summer, it's fine. For me, I think it's a positive thing to be a Swede in America or anywhere else in the world, because we do have a good reputation with most other countries. I think, I guess that we're very nice and helpful, which I think we are. Something I noticed when I came to America is that when it comes to making friends in Sweden, it's not that easy to break that first barrier. We're a pretty close country. We don't make small talks in elevators. We don't make small talks like in the doctor's waiting room. If you do, people think you're crazy. But when you break that first barrier and you get a contact with somebody, it usually ends up to something close. Like, then you're friends, you have a good contact, you can always kind of count on each other. Where I felt like here in America, when I came to school, everybody was like, oh, hi, and how are you? And la, 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 and oh my God, you're so lovely. And I was like, oh, wow, everybody wants to be my friend. And then I texted them, I'm like, do you want to hang out? And I never heard anything. And I was like, what happened here? Not with all cases, but with some. So I think, I've heard that people say, they're like, oh yeah, you're so reserved. And we are, we kind of keep our wall up, but once you get past that wall, we are friendly, open people. And I've heard that stereotype, and there's a lot of truth in that. But I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It's just the way we are. Although for me, having always been very open and happy and very open to new people, for me coming to America, I was like, yes, I can talk to people without them looking at me like, oh my God, she's a lunatic, or is she drunk? So it was that was very refreshing. The thing with, there's the traditional of the Swedish girl being very loose and being very easy, which is more though that I've heard, like, I think even I heard it more in Sweden, that it's a rumor in other countries that Swedish girls are loose and we're easy. But coming here, I haven't heard it so much. Maybe people don't tell it to my face because I am Swedish. I don't know. So maybe it's funny, maybe that's a stereotype that's just in our country that we think other countries think of us. Or maybe it's just that I'm not blonde and people just assume that, okay, she's not blonde, she's not easy. Could be either. No, that's not really fair. I mean, I know that that's mostly based on like the movies that were made in the 50s in Sweden. Because we are a very open country, but we're very liberal. And I know, like, in the 50s, like, there was a lot of nudities in the movies, and it was all very casual and carefree and bohemic, kind of. And I think maybe some countries stereotyped us as, oh my God, they're naked all the time. Which we aren't. We are more, you know, I don't think we're that conservative, or we're more carefree than others. But, so I don't know, in a way, yes, I guess it's fair because we are more liberal, it's more in our culture, but it's also not fair to think just because she's Swedish, I can do whatever I want. But I have never encountered that myself, so it's never been like a problem to me.